Shanti, 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 good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you again. I love you all unconditionally. This time, and you came to hear a lecture, forget it. If you came to hear a philosophy, forget it. If you came to hear anything, forget it. There's no such thing as a teacher and a student. It's an appearance. I'm sitting here, God knows why. And you're sitting where you are, God knows why. But here we are, we're here together. So let's make the most of it. One thing's for sure, one day you're going to die. You can't get away from that. It depends on the law of karma, where this will be. Could be in the next 5 minutes, tomorrow, next month, next year. But you're going to die. You have to face up to it. Most people do not want to discuss these things. They're afraid. So you go out having fun every day. They want to have fun, fun, fun. But you are going to die, so to speak. What will you take with you when you do? Your possessions, your friends, your relations, your house, your car. You will take with you what you took when you came here. Nothing. Then the intelligent person begins to question this. Why was I born if I'm going to die? What is the purpose of my life? Why am I here to begin with? Whatever I do, whatever I accumulate, however famous I become, how successful I become, I have to leave it all behind. There's nothing I can take with me when it's time to go. So the intelligent person begins to think about this and wonders, who am I? Who am I really? What is this all about? If I ask you the question, what is the most important thing of your life? Many of you would say to become self-realized, to become liberated. This may be true, but my question to you is, what are you doing about it? Are you doing the things necessary to become liberated? Are your everyday reactions those of a person who wants to become liberated, wants to become free? Think. Do you still get angry over nonsense? Do you become depressed when things don't go your way? Are there people that you don't like or you hate in this life? Do you react to the world with deathly conditions going on day after day? Do you identify with external things? Do people have the capacity to make you fearful, upset, when they say something to you that you don't like to hear? If your answer is yes to any one of these questions, then you can never become liberated. Never. Liberation comes to the person who has given up his or her identification with the world. I'm not saying to the person who has to live in a cave, or give up your family or your work. I'm saying to mentally give everything up, mentally. Everything happens in the mind. First, you mentally begin to give up the stuff that's been carrying around all your life. Your preconceived ideas, your dogmas, your concepts. Then you give up your idea of giving up. That is, you're giving up your mind in the end. In other words, first you have to give up mentally your reaction to life. Your reaction to person, place, or thing. Then you have to give up that and gave it up. It's like when you have a fire and you throw sticks into the fire to make the fire greener and brighter. You keep throwing in sticks. And when there are no more sticks left, you throw in the stick that you've been stirring the fire with. The stick that you've been holding in your hand stirring the fire has to go also. And so it is with your reactions, with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your emotions. You surrender all of your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, your beliefs, your concepts. And then you surrender that which believed these things, that which gave these things credence. That mind where all these things came from. In the end, that has to go too. Everything has to go. Everything. When everything goes, you have no reason to be any longer. And you become an eternal being. At that time it makes no difference whether you have a body or you don't have a body. It will be eternal, never changing, blissful. You have become pure awareness. Satchitananda, Brahman. You didn't become this because you wanted to become this. You became this because you're no longer attached to anything on this earth. You've given up all of your attachments, your fears, your frustrations. Everything has been given up. When there's nothing left, you become the substratum of all existence, like the screen and its images. When all the images are shown and no more images left, the movie's over, only the screen is left. And so it is with all the superimpositions of your body, mind, experiences, are given up, then only you're left, your true self, your reality. Most people are not interested in these things. They don't want to think about these things, they just want to play games every day. Acquire possessions. Be happy, so to speak, by doing what you want to do. But how long does this last? How long do these things last before we become disappointed again? I tell you, you're living in a universal duality. Nothing ever remains the same. One thing leads to another. Do not allow this maya to fool you any longer. You are all here this evening because there's something about you that's special. Most of you have been through this world time and time again. You've traveled, you've seen things all over the world. You see the conditioning of this world. Man is humanity to man everywhere. Wars, crimes, going on everywhere. What is the reason for this? Why are these things happening? You can only know this answer when you become liberated. Then you will see who suffers. You will understand why they're starving people in the world. Why is man to man to man? As a human being, you can never understand this. It's impossible. For the finite can never understand the infinite. Your so-called mind is given to you to be of this earth, so you can function on this planet as a human being. But to go further than that, you have to give up the mind. Not expand the mind, but give up the mind in its entirety. mind, all the metaphysical organizations, teach you how to use the mind to create things, to get things, to do things. You're just floating around with energy. You're playing with energy. Energy goes in all directions. Good and bad, up and down, right and wrong. It's all a play of energy. So when you become spiritual enough, when you begin to work on yourself, you realize that you've got to go beyond the energy. You have to go to the source of the energy. Where's the source of all the energy? And it's called creation. Where's its source? Where did it come from? You can't think this way as long as you're worried about something. As long as the world gets to you, you can't think this way. You can only think of these things when you become calm and peaceful and relaxed mentally. Then you can think about these higher things. Who am I? Where's the source of life? Where's reality? But when you're trying to live a human life and you're worried about your life, by gaining things, by the things you watch on TV, you can never think of these higher things. In other words, you've got to decide today, with whom shall I join forces? With God or Mammon? And it's up to you to make up your mind whom you should follow. The self or the I? The reality or the ignorance? Only you can make up your mind. Because it's your mind that will determine what happens to you. Therefore, if you're really sincere and really want to become free, I will share the message of freedom with you. I will become totally free in this particular teaching. When you first get up in the morning, sit in the chair where you'll be peaceful and quiet for about an hour. Think of your heart center, which is on the right side of your chest. Your spiritual center. Your heart center on the right side of your chest. And see the form of the deity that you love dearly. The form may be of Krishna, of Jesus, of Moses, Muhammad, or your guru. As we discussed last week, only from a living guru, a living sage, Can you receive grace? I did say the sages gone on can only give you a peaceful mind and good concentration. But you can't get grace. My guru was dead, was gone. But nevertheless, think of the image that you want. What I'm teaching you today is a combination of bhakta and jnana. Bhakti and jnana. Devotion and wisdom. They're both combined. If you practice what I'm going to share with you, you'll make very fast progress. But you have to do it. So again, focus your attention on your heart center, which is the chest on the right side. Think of the image that you want, that you desire, something you care about. And repeat the name. For instance, if you're sitting on the right side of your chest and your heart center, Ramana Maharshi, you can start chanting to yourself, Hari Ramana, Hari Ramana, Hari Ramana, over and over again with your breathing. Inhale, say Hari, exhale, say Ramana. At the same time, you have a mental picture of Ramana in your heart center. If it's Jesus that you want, see the image of Christ in the heart center. And chant to yourself, Lord Jesus, with your breath. And you'll say, Lord, next you'll say, Jesus. If it's Krishna that you desire, do the same thing, say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is called using name and form. It's an ancient tradition. If you're an atheist, and you don't want to say anybody's form, you can see light, pure light in your heart. And you can chant to yourself something like this, I am an open channel for the manifestation of all good. I am an open channel for the manifestation of all good. In other words, whatever your preference is something you can do. And you've got to do this, you've got to follow this, make it happen. Do this for about 20 minutes. At the end of 20 minutes, you'll feel very calm, very relaxed, very peaceful. Well, using this method has made you very peaceful. One pointed, and you'll feel good. At this time, you become still and you ask yourself the question, who am I? In other words, you're saying now, who is the I beyond this image? Who is the I that's seeing Christ, seeing Ramana? Who is the I that's observing all these things? That's what it means when you say, who am I? Take a pause and say it again. Who am I? Because of the beginning practice, you made your mind steady and thoughts will not rush in as it usually does. In other words, if you started doing who am I without the first part, you have all kinds of thoughts bombarding you. But you've calmed yourself. You made yourself very peaceful. Very calm. Who am I? Never answer that question. Just pose a question to yourself. Who am I? Who am I? You will know that the source will not come to you again. The source has stopped. You are no longer bombarded by thoughts like you were before. For thinking of the sage within yourself has calmed you down tremendously. This is an important part to remember. Who am I? If thoughts do happen to come, you can inquire further. To whom do these thoughts come? And again, think of the picture of the deity in your heart center. We'll use Ramana Maharshi as an example. You see, to whom these thoughts come, you see Ramana Maharshi, the heart center. And you'll start laughing. Because you'll realize Ramana Maharshi is thoughtless. There's no thoughts in the mind of Ramana Maharshi. Mindless. Universal. All-pervading. Consciousness. This will come to you by itself. And then the source will disappear. Then you inquire again, who am I? And just sit still. If some thoughts invade you again, go back to Ramana Maharshi in your heart, or Christ, or whomever. See the image. Repeat the name. Hari Ramana. Hari Ramana. Hari Ramana. Hari Ramana. You will find something wonderful has happened. The mind has become so still. You have never experienced a stillness like this before. Then go back again to who am I? Who am I? Who am I? When approximately an hour has passed, get up and go about your business. You will find that during the day something very interesting has happened to you. You will find that you're filled with peace. Problems are no longer disturbing you. You've entered a different dimension. Things that used to make you angry will stop. Things that made you depressed, lonely, upset, have gone away. You will feel complete fulfillment. Do the same thing before you go to sleep. My friend, I tell you the truth. If you will practice what I just shared with you, you will find liberation very soon. It's a combination of bhakti and jnana. It can only free you. Do it. Do not let tomorrow come without you doing this. You want to make progress, you want to become free. Do it. Now all practices. We'll actually do it together. Close your eyes. Make yourself comfortable. Not that comfortable. Begin by focusing your attention on your breath. Listen to your breath. Your respiration, inhaling, exhaling. Now slowly move your attention to the right side of your chest. Two fingers away from the center on the right side. This is your spiritual heart. It has nothing to do with the heart on the left side, with the physical heart. It has nothing to do with that. This is your spiritual heart. It is bright and shining. It is a self. It is the absolute reality. Think of the deity, the sage, the master. sees in her form, sees her form of the person he's thinking of. Now begin to chant the name to yourself. With your breathing. It's important that you visualize the form while you're chanting the name. When you find your mind calm and relaxed, ask yourself the question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? If the thoughts that come to you are too powerful, the nonsensical thoughts, thoughts about the world, your body, go back to the heart center and practice the name and form again. If not, continue asking the question, who am I? But make the space between the question bigger and bigger. Between each, who am I? Let more time elapse before you say it again. But the thoughts can't go back to the heart. Only allow the space to expand when there are no questions, no thoughts. really, if you practice this every day, if you really practice this, you get used to it, you will find some amazing things happening to you. You will. But now you've got something you can work with. Something that will evolve you to higher states of consciousness. But you have to do it. Any more comments?
This was thought itself. It wasn't just moving on the room, there was nothing outside there, water in the store, just the thought itself. I think what it was meant was there was an antidote to the habit of externalizing a thought. The thought, and then they say it's really outside, that there's something outside, it's just a thought. And I think that was what's happening as an intention. To externalize, the intention to as an antidote to externalize my thought.
So was the question.
Is that good practice?
If you're practicing it, why not? Can't hurt you.
I'm tired sometimes thinking meditation seems to be a struggle.
A struggle? Who struggles? When you see yourself struggling, ask yourself the question, to whom does the struggling come? And it'll calm right down. There's nobody that doesn't struggle. To whom does the struggling come? Ask yourself. The ego does not want to be destroyed, so it will struggle. Go beyond the struggling. If you go to the name and form, the struggling will stop and become peaceful. mood with any. God dwells in you as you. Enjoy life, be happy, peace. We have prasad.